The man must be a monomaniac. But what was his monomania? It was nearly 5 o'clock. The short day was drawing in, and the church began to fill with shadows, while the curious noises, the muffled footfalls and distant talking voices that had been perceptible all day, seemed, no doubt because of the fading light and the consequently quickened sense of hearing, to become more frequent and insistent. The sacristan began for the first time to show signs of hurry and impatience. He heaved a sigh of relief when camera and notebook were finally packed up and stowed away, and hurriedly beckoned Denniston to the western door of the church under the tower. It was time to ring the Angelus. A few pulls at the reluctant rope, and the great bell Bertrand, high in the tower, began to speak, and swung her voice up among the pines and down to the valleys, loud with mountain streams, calling the dwellers on those lonely hills to remember and repeat the salutation of the angel to her whom he called blessed among women. With that, a profound quiet seemed to fall for the first time that day upon the little town, and Denniston and the sacristan went out of the church. On the doorstep, they fell into conversation.
Monsieur seemed to interest himself in the old choir books in the sacristy.
Undoubtedly. I was going to ask...